Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Gifford with Gross Beckert. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good today.
Well, thanks for being with us. Actually, I've been wanting to get you on our show because you have an interesting perspective and vantage point in this industry, working for Gross Beckert. Before we get into your vantage point, first tell us real quick a little bit about Gross Beckert.
Well, Gross Beckert is a German-based company, and it is the world's largest producer of all types of needles across all textile fields, including knitting, sewing, felting, tufting, and even ceramic computer board needles. They produce literally billions of needles a year, and tufting is a small but integral part of that, and all of our products are manufactured in Germany.
All right, so for the sake of Floor Focus and Floor Daily, you actually work for the company that has a huge market share in making tufting needles, and you can't tuft carpet without tufting needles. What is your market share in the U.S.?
Well, that's a moving target probably, but in the 80% plus range.
Okay, and you're a German company. I think there is some competition coming out of Asia, but for the longest time, I think you guys have been kind of the standard in the business, haven't you?
Right. Our main two brands of ice bar needles and slipper knives and loopers and gauge parts have been the industry standard for the last 25 or 30 years.
All right. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because as we try to monitor how well the industry is doing, and I'm talking about the carpet industry, you know, it used to be that we would be able to talk to the old synthetic industries or the old BPs or Wayne Texas, and from those backing producers could give us a perspective because you couldn't make carpet without backing. But now that the big mills have backwards integrated, that becomes a little bit more difficult. Or you could use what Shelby Peoples sometimes talks about. He used to just go to the Shaw plants and count the trucks, and he could tell how the business was doing that way. But you actually have an interesting vantage point because tufting needles do wear out over time, and how your business does is kind of an indicator of how the flooring business is doing. So give us a perspective on the tufting needle business and what's going on out there.
Well, thanks for that question. I think if you look at last year, we suffered a pretty dismal year like everybody in the industry. 2010, I'm happy to report that we're seeing a resurgence in business, which we think correlates directly with the number of machines running in the industry. And while it's not the level we'd like to see, we have just finished our fifth straight month of increased sales, which probably hasn't happened since at least 2007. And we're up probably in the range of close to 30% for the year, and that number is going up every month. So we feel there's definitely an increase in production.
Now, that's exactly what I wanted to hear from you. I mean, so what you're telling me is that your business is up 30%. So that's an indication that their tufting equipment is being run out there, and they are making carpet, and they wouldn't be making carpet if they weren't selling it. So give us a little bit more in-depth perspective. Tell us about the wear patterns, or you know, if you own tufting equipment and you have tufting needles in it, how frequently are they replaced? Can you give us a perspective on that?
Well, it's been an evolution over the last 10 years. In the old days, we would say that a tufting needle and a cup pile machine would be replaced every 500,000 feet. Today, it's not unusual to see machines with 5 million feet of carpet on them, and the difference is a combination of the improvement in our gauge parts and the use of tungsten in the loopers. But also the machine builders deserve a lot of credit because the quality of the gauge parts and the gauging in the machines is so good today that a machine can be set properly, which, of course, enhances the life of the product as well.
And I believe you're the OEM equipment on most of the tufting, the big manufacturers that are out there. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, from your vantage point, you also can tell who's adding equipment, can't you?
Yes, we can, and we do work very closely with all the major machine builders, not only in supplying the OEM parts in their new machines, but also in their R&D efforts. We work with them to create the new generation of parts that are required for the high-end tufting machines they're building. And it's also a very positive sign that the major machine builders' backlogs today are vastly improved over this time 12 months ago. So equipment is being bought both domestically and internationally again.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, one of the trends we are seeing, we've all heard that the Berber business is way off. For one thing, polypropylene is not as popular a fiber as it once was. That whole loop styling is not as popular. So one of the reasons that we're seeing new equipment being sold is because mills are adding equipment that allows them to go back to the cut pile look. Is that right?
I think that's right. I mean, cup pie, we've definitely seen an increase in 2010 in our tufting knife business and the needle ranges for the 5/32nd, 3/16th, 1/10th cut pile products. All of those seem to be increasing again. It's a little harder for us to gauge on the loop pile because the parts do last so long, but it, cut pile definitely is on the upswing.
All right, so as you do, you, as you look at forecasting and work with the folks over in Germany, what do you think is going to happen for the rest of the year? I mean, did you have any feel at all? Are you getting any indication from the mills on what their future needs might be?
We are seeing an increase in the need for inventory levels, and Gross Becker, luckily, is a company that knows that we are a service as well as an engineered product, so we have to have product available, and we're ramping up our production to be sure we can service the industry. But we expect 2010 to continue to increase.
All right, great. Well, one of the things, I got to spend a little bit of time with some of the folks from Germany when I saw you at Domatex, and you guys have actually just built over there a major R&D center for, I guess, working with some of your machine manufacturers and creating new innovations. Talk a second about that.
Well, it's called the TEZ, T-E-Z, and the grand opening is actually this summer, and it is a major investment in a full R&D facility to work not only with OEM machine builders, but also with major customers across a range of textile industries to help them, you know, solve problems and develop new products. I mean, Gross Becker is an engineered company that want to be system providers and problem solvers for the textile industry. And, of course, that does include our tufting industry as well.
All right, great, Tom. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Tom Giffert, who is with Gross Becker, and we've been talking about tufting needle volume and what it tells us as far as this recovery of the carpet industry. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.